Sauropods were in a predator-rich environment, so I'm sure that many, many sauropod nests were found and destroyed by predators before the babies could even hatch.
Sauroposeidon's size is its main defense. When it reaches an adult weight of 50 tons, nothing can touch it. But maintaining this massive girth means filling up almost constantly. An adult will eat almost anything that grows. They consume as much as 330,000 calories, almost a ton of greenery, every day. To find that much food, herds roam great distances. Even if they had the brain capacity to care for their young, there isn't enough vegetation to let them stay by the nest.
How much of your resources do you put into reproduction, to producing the next generation? And it's always a trade-off. If you put in a lot of parental care, then you don't have the resources to make lots and lots of babies. Or you can go the other way and make tons and tons of babies, but you won't have the resources left to take very good care of them.
Taking care of offspring requires not only brain power, but also well-developed senses. Sauroposeidon has neither. Its eyes are separated, located on each side of its head, so it has no ability to judge depth. Its small brain has only rudimentary centers of sight and smell. And its hearing is severely limited, as the cochlear duct inside the inner ear is tiny.
Sauroposeidon probably had a brain about the size of a kitten's, because it was not, unfortunately, a very smart animal. It didn't have to be. It was a food processing plant.
Sauroposeidon's five senses are little more than a life support system for one of the biggest stomachs ever known. For a hatchling, the situation is even more dire. They lack even the most basic early warning system that danger is present.
Herbivores are growing much faster than the carnivores. If they don't grow fast, they get eaten.
It will be a decade or more before this Sauroposeidon is big enough to join the herd, and it will spend all those years alone.
So where are the smaller animals? What did the sauropods do until they were a third grown? They weren't moving with the herd. They were probably hiding out in the forest, trying to eat as much as they could, get as big as they could, as fast as they could, so that they could join the herd. That's the best defense. It doesn't matter what else you're equipped with, whether you have horns or armor or whatever. The best defense is always to get big. And if you're a sauropod, you've got nothing else. So getting big is the only game in town.